Rav Chisda says, Omar v'hu shekorva chatose b'soif. A nozir usually brings three kabonis. He has to bring a chatis, he has to bring an oil and a shlomin. So that our Mishnah says, the leftover money that a nozir has, in other words, he set aside money to buy his kabonis, and after he bought all three kabonis, he has leftover money. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with it? You put it in the dover. You have to put it into the kupa that they buy kabonis to put on the mizbeach when it's empty. So Rav Chisda says that's only if the last korban you had was the korban chatis. Avali korban shlomim b'soif. Let's say the nozir first he brought the chatis, then he brought the oila, and the last korban, the third one that he brought, was the shlomim. So then we say moisr in shlomim. It's considered like the leftover money is considered leftover money from a korban shlomim. That the Mishnah said, if you have leftover money that you set aside to buy your korban shlomim, with the money you could buy another korban shlomim. So that's what the Mishnah says, that a nozir's money has to go in the dove, it's only if the last carbon was a chatis. So then we consider it like it's leftover money from a chatis, and a chatis you can't bring without a chayiv, so the leftover money has to go in the dove, you can't bring it for another carbon chatis. Mashenkin, if the last carbon that Nozir brought was a shlomim, then we consider the leftover money as moister shlomim, and the money you could bring another carbon shlomim. That's what the Chizda holds. Omar Rab Zira says not like that. He holds afilu korban shlomim lipsoif. Even though the nozir, his last, his third korban was a shlomim, still halachahi, the word achas, the Gra takes out, halachahi ben nozir shetiyah moisara nedava. It's halacha that by a nozir, when he set aside money to buy his korbanos, even though the last korban he brought was a shlomim, we don't consider leftover money as a leftover money from a korban shlomim, but rather it's always considered the leftover money of a korban chatis, which the din is the money goes in the dover. You can't use it to buy a korban you want. You have to put it in a special kupot, a special box, that the kohanim use to buy korbanos when the mizbeach is empty. That's Ziri's halacha. It's halacha that by a nozir, no matter which korban was brought last, the leftover money is always considered moisture of a chatis that goes in the dover. So the Gemara masnisa messiah lidain, or masnisa messiah lidain. I have a braisa that's a raya to Ziri, and I have a braisa that's a raya to Rav Chisda. Masnisa messiah Rav Ziri. I have a raya, a braisa that goes like Rav Ziri, that no matter which korban was brought last, still we say the leftover money only goes in the dover, and you cannot use it for shlomim. Because it sounds like this, Elohein moya stumin. This is considered the money left, money that's sosum. This gone money is set aside for nozir to buy his kabonis. So it's called sosum stam money. It's called shedemei chatis, mureves ben. Also, the Gra takes out the word misois. It's called shedemei chatis mureves ben. As long as there's money of the korban chatis involved here, like in nozir, we say he has to bring three kabonis. He brings a chatis and oil and a shlomim. So when he set aside his money to buy these three kabonis, as long as the demay, the money of the chatis is murav here, the afilo hifresh demay chatos mitoichoy. Even though the nozir first took out money and set it aside separately to buy a korban chatis, so the leftover money luchur is only to set aside to be used for a shlomim and for an oila. Still, we say moyes tumin hain. It has a deal like moyes tumin that the leftover money goes for an adova. So this is a raya to Ziri that since metchila the money of a chatis was involved here. Even though first you set aside the money for the chatis, still it has a locha, the leftover money is called a moisir of a chatis, which goes in the dover. This is the way the Takman Charatin learns. He says here, moyes tumen hein, the yitlu in the dover, the leftover money goes in the dover. Alma we see, alfa gav shekvar hufresh mehen, the mei chatis, even though the nozer already took aside the money for the chatis, avikivin shoye the mei chatis muroven behen, but since at the beginning, this money was set aside to buy his three kabonis, and one of the korban was a chatis, eskach niskablo halochem. This is the halochem, shei moisin nozir nedova. Anytime you have leftover money from the nozir that he set aside for his kabonis, v'chol inyin shei, any way it is, is a nedova. Ezochinam yafilu korban shlomim b'soif. Even if the last korban he brought was a shlomim, shei demei chatis kvar hufrash mehen, you already used the chatis, mikol mokim evi moisin nedova. Kivon shei demei chatis choyim rovim behen. This is the halacha by nozir that any time you had the money that a korban chatis was involved with this money at the beginning, even though later you set aside, you took out money already, the $100 to buy the korban chatis, and with the leftover money you're only going to buy the shlomim or the olam, still we say the leftover money from that still goes l'medava. So it's a raya to Ziri. It's halacha by nozir any time you had the money for a nozir, the leftover money always goes l'medava. The more now Masnisin Messiah Rav Chisda. I have another brisa though that's a riot to Rav Chisda. That no, it depends which korban is brought last. But it says like this: Elo lechatosi. Elo lechatosi. V'hashar niziroisai. A person set aside money and he said this money should be for the korban chatos I have to bring, and the rest should be for my niziroisai. For the rest, the other korbanos, the shlamim and the yoyla, is umes. And now the person was mes. The halacha is moyalin bakulan. There's nisa mila on all the money. V'yein moyalin b'miktsosin. But you don't have mila on a little of the money. For lo yomer, we don't say imes yipul nedava. We don't say the money now, the leftover money now goes to the nedavah. Because this was a nazir now, that he set aside money for three korbanos. Now one money he set aside to buy lechatosi. So that separated already. The leftover money was leftover stam to buy a shlomim and a noila. Still we say now, what do you do with this money? This leftover money is moyelim bekulin. If you have all the money at one shot, then we say there's nesem milah involved. Because the lachem is like this. A korban oila, there is mila. If you have hanor from a korban oila, since it's kodesh kadoshim, there's an issa mila. By a korban shlomim, since it's kochim kalim and the bailam has a right to eat it, before zrikas dam, there's no mila on the shlomim. So the money that's set aside for the shlomim, there's no issa mila on it. So here, if you take all the money and use all the money, so behechruch, you're having hanor from the money of a shlomim, therefore there's mila. Aber the ein moilam amiktsosin. If you only use a little bit of the money, we have to be afraid maybe this money is called money that's going to be used for the korban shlomim, and it's only a kedusha shlomim on it, that there's no mila. You won't be over this to mila. But still the price says, v'lo yoma, we do not say, imeis yupil l'nedovim. We do not say, now that the Bailam died, this leftover money now automatically goes l'nedovim, and therefore maybe a nedovim is always a korban oila, so for automatically there should be a mila. We say no, since the korban chatas was separated already. So the leftover money was for shlomim and for neilam. So we have a suffix. This is called leftover money for a shlomim and for a neilam, which the locher is this money you could buy another shlomim with it, or you could buy another korban neilam from it. And we don't say since originally a korban chatas was involved here that the leftover money has to go to nedava. No, we say since the money for the chatas was separated, the leftover money has the din of an oil and a shlomim to it. That the leftover money for a shlomim and neilam could be used to buy another shlomim, to buy another oilam. So it doesn't have the din of yipul l'nedava. This is a riot to Rav Chisda. The Kabbalah says, "Look at Prushim. The Emeilim b'miktsosim, Val Dilma d'mei shlomim nino. Maybe the money is only for shlomim. The Emeilim is shlomim. For Loi Omar imei yipul l'nedava. K'mois lechatis. We don't say the leftover money has a locha like the leftover of a korban chatis. V'ayinu k'Rav Chisda. This is the riot to Rav Chisda. The leftover money of a nazir goes in the dova only if the last korban was a chatis. But if the chatis was taken care of already, and the last two korbanis is the oil and the shlamim, then it's considered leftover money from an oil or a shlamim, which could be used to buy another oil or another shlamim. So the Mara Rav Chisda Omar, Moisra lach Moisra nazir. A nazir also has to bring a few breads with him, lechem. They set aside money for the lechem. What do you do with the leftover money that he has for the lechem? Or else, more than that, he has the flour. What does he do with the leftover flour he had set aside for his lechem? Is yukrav. He has to let it right away. You can't use it. Azomar Rabbi Yosi says, v'yuyis. He said, very good. You have to just let it right away. You can't use it. Why? Lakriva b'smayatzmai, to use the flour by itself to bring it for mincha, is ein at yochol. You can't do that. Shein l'chol lechem korv liatzmai. The lechem, and profound here was huktash, for the lechem of a nazir, you can't bring the bread by itself. The bread only comes with the korban of a nazir. So here the nazir brought his korbanos ready, and he has leftover bread. So he himself can't bring this leftover bread for mincha by itself. Is ein shein l'chol lechem korv liatzmai. Now, like Riva and Nazir Sacheris, the Chur the Eitzer is, go sell it to another Nazir. That when the next Nazir brings his Karbonis, he'll use your bread for his Karbon, and it won't be brought by itself, because he'll bring his three Karbonis, the Oila, the Chattis, and the Shlonim, and he'll use one of your breads also. So Mara says, no, that's also no good. Because Einat Yochel, this also you can't do. Shein Lachon Nazir, there's no such a thing as a Nazir, Bo Beloy Lechem. That a Nazir doesn't come with a Lechem. So Korban Nedir says it means Shein Lecho Nezirus Bob Lelecha means the Metchila Kishakibul Nezirus Alatzmoy. When a Nazir at the beginning was Mekabul with a Nedir to become a Nazir, Nizchayev Lehavi Lecha Mishalatzmoy. That's part of your Kabbalah. That you know that you're a Nazir now, the only way you become Ois Nazir is at the end you'll have to bring a Korban, and you'll have to bring your own Lechem. So you Mekabul upon yourself to use your own money to bring your own Lechem. Therefore, it's not a Nazir to give you somebody else's Lechem. So therefore, the leftover lechem from the first nazir has to be rotten. You can't do anything with it. It can't be used. You have to found let it right away. So the Gemara, Lufum kein sarach meimer, moise lach moise nazir yukuf. So therefore, you have to say the leftover lechem has to be, let's let it right away. You can't use it. In Savrin, the Gemara thought to say, meimer hu lach moi, hu moise nesachif. The same way you're saying that the lechem, leftover lechem, is rotten, you have to let it rot away, you can't use it, who are then leftover nesachim? That's what it brings the yayin. For nesachim, the leftover yayin also, you just have to leave to rot away. You can't use it. Is Omer Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said no. Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bun. Moise nesachov kodshei kadoshim. No, that he has left over this yayin, it has a din of kodesh kadoshim on it. Inun. The mail of yitlu nadova. You could use the money you had set aside for Nesachim, that you could just put into the Nedava. As any time you have something left over from a Kedushas, Kach and Kedoshim, the din is put it into the Kupa that you buy Nedavas with it. Yeah. There's a sovereign name of Saru B'nai Yeshiva. The B'nai Yeshiva thought to say, Hainu Maisa Lachma, Hainu Maisa Nesachim, Dishneyim Yukavu. And the Murray answers, no, Kach and Kedoshim in it. The Kach and Kedoshim, Maisaran and Nedava. The leftover, Pashto means you have the money. The leftover of it could be used for Nedava. So the Gemara. Now, Abaita the Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Bun. According to Rabbi Yossi, he said that Nesachim goes to Nedava. In other words, only the Lechem is Yikavun. Mashenka the Nesachim, since it's Kodesh Kedoshim, anything you have left over from the Kodesh Kedoshim goes to Nedava. Is according to Shita and Shmuel, Aliba the Rabbi Chizda, the way we'll soon see, Shmuel says, according to Rabbi Chizda, but Moshe Nesachim also says the same halacha. For Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Loza, Shloshta Narmu Dover Echad. All these three people will say the same halacha. They're all saying that if you have something left over from a Kedushas Kodesh Kedoshim, then it is put it into the Nedava. It goes into the special kupa that you buy earless for the Mizbeach. It goes into the kupa of Nedava. Rabbi Chiya, or should be Rabbi Chizda, Ahod the Amoran. Rabbi Chizda is what we just said. Ahod Yamorin, that means Ahod Yamorin, the Sefer of Chizda, to Moise Lechem Davka Hu Di Yirkov. Ava Moise Nesachim Loi. Like Nerz of Chizda first said that the Moise Lechmai Nazir is Yirkov. And the Gemara explained to say it only means the leftover of the Lechem, Mashenkin, the leftover of the Nesachim, since that has a Kedushas, Kredish Kedoshim on it, goes in the Dover. So according to Rav Chizda, we see leftover from Kredish Kedoshim goes in the Dover. Weiter, Shemuya, where Shemuel's din? The Omar Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, Adiyano Tamon, when I was in Bovil, Shemati Kor of Yehuda Shor L'Shemuel. I heard the way of Yehuda asked the Shaila from Shemuel, that he said like this, Hifrish Shiklo Yemeis. Somebody set aside money for to pay his Machsa Shekel, and then he was Meis. What do we do with the money now? Is Omalesha, Shemuel answered back, Yiplu L'Nadava. Put that money into L'Nadava. So again, like the Kabbalah says, the Shkolim Lekotche Gedoshim Boim. What do you do with the money of the Machsa Shekel? You use it to buy the Kabbonis, which is Kodesh Kedoshim. You use the money to buy the Tamidim, the Talmud Shoshaka, Talmud Shabbat Abayim, the Kabbonis Tibur, which is Kotche Kedoshim. Therefore, the leftover money now, which is not, you can't put it in there because the person was Mace, so you use the money to the Nedava. There's also Raya to the Shita. The leftover money from Kodesh Kedoshim goes to the Nedava. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Moiser Asiru Sefer Shaloi. What's the law about leftover? Asiru Sefer, the claim God who brings every single day. He also says Yitlu Nedava. Rabbi Yechanan Noma, Yelichan Liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, it goes Liyam HaMelech. And Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Yitlu Nedava. Rabbi Lezer holds no, that even the leftover Asiru Sefer of a claim God also goes Nedava. So that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, that since it has a Kedushas, Kodesh Kedoshim on it, we say it goes Nedava. So these three people hold the same shita, and the leftover money from a Kodesh Kedoshim goes to the kupas for the Dover. So the Mishnah, Moise Shvuyim L'Shvuyim. Let's say the people in the city collected money. I'm not to be paid to redeem somebody. Someone was captured by the Goyim, or Pidyon Shvuyim. So you collected money to save people that were captured. and you use the money to save the person, you have leftover money now, is l'shvuyim. Keep on, save that money for the next person that's captured to save him. Moise Shovui, let's say that people collect the money for a special yid. Reuven just got captured by the Goyim, so everybody collected $100,000 to save Reuven. And then they only had to spend half the money. Is Loise Shovui, the leftover money goes to that person. You have to give it to him. They collected it for him, he gets the money. Even though he saved, you give it to him, it's his money now. Moiser Aniyim Laniyim. If the people in the city collect money, stamp to give to the poor people, and they used it up to give it out now, they have to save the leftover money again to give it to more Aniyim later on. What about Moiser Oni? They collected money for a certain Oni, for one person, and they collected like enough money, plenty, and they gave him, and he had enough already. Still, the leftover money is vital to Moiser Oni. You have to give that money to that person, because it was collected for him. Like he says, in Govui Moyes Litnes Le Malbish, you collected money to give Reuven a suit. When he says, sir, and you had more money than you needed, Neistin Amois Lies Yoni. Besides the suit you're buying for him, the leftover money goes to him also. Moiser Amesim Lemesim. People collect money to give to the Chevra Kadisha to take care of Mes Mitzvah, and they took care of them, and there's still leftover money. Leave the money by the Chevra Kadisha to take care of more Mes Mitzvah. What about Moiser Hames? They collected money for a special mace. Reuven was mace, so everybody gave money to take care of this mace. And they had leftover, enough. They had enough to pay for Chevra Kadisha and everything. What do you do with leftover money now? L'yorshav. The Tanakhama says the money goes to the yorshav. That's a svara. Hey, the ikum money went to the mace. Now that you used it up already, we say the mace himself is like Moichel. It's interesting. It really is the Gemara. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin that says these svaras. But here, the Kaveh will be on the svara. The first, the Tanakhama holds, Moisra Mason. Im Govul Moisra Tzorach Furus Mason. Stam. Is a Moisra Furus Mason. Acherim. Avul Meizeh Ha Moisra Liyoshim. But if you collected the money for a special mace, and you have leftover money, goes to the Yoshim. Why? The Yahuli Ochel Ha Mace Zilusa Lagarba Yoshim. Like it's a svara, the mace himself would not want you to spend the extra money on him to build like a big nice matseva, but he would rather you give the money to his yoshim. Therefore we say the money goes to the yoshim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Moiser ha-meis yehei munach ha-tshuva elio. Rabbi Meir is mesupik. No, I have a suffik. He doesn't know if the meis wants the money to go to his yoshim, or maybe the meis would rather you spend the money on him and make a nice tzi and a nice matseva around him. So since Rabbi Meir has a suffik, what the meis would want to do, leave the money till elio and he'll come and he'll tell us. Rabbi Nosson Neumer, Moiser HaMeis, Boinen Loi Nefesh HaKivri. He also for sure know that if you collected the money for this Reuven that was Meis, and you left over money after you paid the Chevra Kadisha, this Meis Reuven would zicher want the money spent for himself. He would not be Moichel to give it over to his children. He would rather have the money spent on himself. What does that mean on himself? Boinen Loi Nefesh HaKivri. Build a nice Matseva around his kever. He says, Cheat the leather of Nosson, to Loi Mochel, a person is not Moichel, Hilkach, the people collected the money for this mace, so like it belongs to him, and it's a svara of Nos knows he would want the money go to himself. It's called the nefesh akivrei. We'll see later, called the lashem nefesh is because the matseva the pshat is the koran, it makes us remember the mace, like his nefesh is still here. So that's what it's called lashem boin lo nefesh akivrei. Build something on top of his kever, we should remember him kiseida. So that's what he would want. So therefore, the money goes for himself. We build a nice matzeva on top of the kever. Mer, govoloi v'cheska shein loy. Let's say the people collected money for Reuven, or he learns that shegovoloi l'tzorchi hames shesava shein loy tzorchi kvura v'nimsa sheishloy. His Reuven was mace. Everybody thought he was a poor person, so they went to collect money now to take care of his bills for the chevra kadisha. V'nimsa sheishloy. When it came to pay the bill, it came out he had a big Yerusha Reuven, he had a lot of money, and he could pay the bills himself, the Yoshim took care of it himself. What do we do now with this money that was collected for Reuven? Is Rabbi Yirmiyah Sova, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought, Meimar, Moiser HaMeis LeYoshim. Yirmiyah holds to say, to Kafar, the money was collected for this mace, and they don't need it for him, so the money goes to the Yoshim. Like you can't say the people have Charota, the people are Nisha to give it to the Yoshim. Omar Le Rabidi, the Chutra, Rabidi from the city Chutra said, think like this. The Chur, when the people collected the money, they only had in mind to give it to Reuven because they thought he needed it. They wanted to give it to this mace. They thought he needed it. But to give it to the children, they didn't have a mind to give it to the children. So Ravidi is arguing on the Yirmiya, like this leftover money, you can't give it to the Yoshim, but rather give it back to the people that gave it. He says, Omel Nafshecha, Loi Damien, Da Noistin Loi, Loi Chibna Nel, Lischais La Meis. When people collect the money now for this Reuben that was Meis, they wanted to give it to the Meis. V'chivin Shiesh Loi, and now that we found out Reuben has enough money, Loi Zocha Boi HaMeis Ma'olam. The Meis was never Zocha at all in the money. V'ech Yisko Yoshev, how could the kids get it now? Hilkach, what should we do with this money? According to Rabidi, Ma'chzira Noistin La Noistin. Give it back to the people that gave the money. In Efshe, if you know who they are. Or else leave it for the Mason. But for these Yorshim, it's not Mestarvo, they deserve it. That's what Ravidi wants to say. Even though the Mishnah says the leftover money goes to the Yorshim, that's because our copon of the Mace did need some money. So that's the Svar where the people give their money to this Mace. If there's some leftover money, then we say the Nicha to give it over to the kids. But in this case, where the Mace did not need the money at all, it's like a Mekas toys. So Ravidi holds the Svar and give the money back. But Rav Yirmiyah holds not like that and says, no, the money deserves to this mace. Is Omalei, so Rav Yirmiyah got angry at Ravidi. Like, how could you argue on me, at me? And he said, Omalei, Ano lo yamarta, if I didn't tell you this, at mi no lecha, how did you know to say this, Tony? In other words, Rav Yirmiyah got angry. Like, lechura, you're my Talmud, you only know what I taught you. So how could you argue on me? He says, Rav Yirmiyah bekas. He got angry. Al shishav al dvar that he asked that you came out the chutzpah to answer back on me. Haloi einat to your day el mashra matlecha. You only know what I taught you. Vadov is eloi matlecha. O mino lecha lehoshav. How do you know to answer me? So Kitzab Yirmi holds very stark the way he holds to say no, the money should go to the Yoshim. So the Maratoni b'shem Rav Nosim. We learned in our Mishnah, the name of Rav Nosim, that Meisra Ameis yivna loi nefesh akivrei. That the leftover money that was collected for a mace, we don't, Rav Nosim's swear was, don't give it to the Yoshim. It's a svara that Mace would want to use it on himself. How would use it for himself? Build him a nice matzeva, v'yatzalei zilif, agabi mitosei, and sprinkle some nice wine that smells good, agabi mitosei, that should be covered on Mace. He should smell good. The Maratoni, ein poidin shivuya v'shovi. That means, im govoi mois atzarech shovi zeh, if the people collected money for one Reuven that was captured, is also l'shnois atzarech shvuyacher. You can't change the money now and use the money for somebody else. Since they collected it clearly for this Reuven, you have to use the money for the first person. V'yafilu asheni odif mirishin. Chiddush says, even if the second person that got captured now is a more chashuv person than the first person, so what? Since they collected the money for the first person, it has to be used for him. V'yem goyven talas patalas. If you collected money for an oni to buy him a suit, you can't change your mind now and buy him something else. The money was collected for this suit, you can't change and buy a different suit. Although the yain mamchin biyad panasoyim, but lekach mashenkin the panas means the gabay tzedakah. If he collected stam money for tzedakah, him we're not moichu. We don't tell him what to do with the money because there is a svara that people gave the money to the gabay tzedakah that he should do what he thinks is right. So even though first he wants to give it to one oni, he has the right to change the money and give it to somebody else. Because it wasn't given to him for any special purpose, it was given to the gabay tzedakah stam, and he has the right to do what he wants with it. Baratoni, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leiner, Ein Oisin Nefoshes LeTzadikim. A tzaddik that's made, you don't have to make a matseva on top of his kever. Why? Divrayim Hein Hein Zecharenim. The words that they say, that's their Zecharenim. We remember them by the Dibur. Like we're saying, in you to have a nefesh a matseva is to remember the mace. But by tzaddikim, we'll say over the halachas. They learned, they taught us, and that will be their Zecharen. Divrayim Shemim Dvar Halachim Mishmon Zel Zecharenim. That they will say over the Dvar Halacha from the mace, that would be his remembrance. Rabbi Yechanan have a mismach. Rabbi Yechanan, he brings down, was a Baal Bos, was very fat, and he had to lean on somebody when he was walking. The Ozal O Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He was leaning on Rabbi Chia Bar Abba when he was walking. Voye Rabbi Lezer Chomilei. Now Rabbi Lezer, his Talmud, saw his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva, saw Rabbi Yechanan. O Mamtilei Mekamei, and he hid from him. When Rabbi Lezer saw his Rebbe, instead of going over and giving a big Shalom Aleichem, instead he dodged the Rebbe. He hid from his Rebbe. And vice versa, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan saw him. V'yoma, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Halin tarti melayu hodim vavloi avdi bay. My Talmud here, Rabbi Lezer, did two things wrong to me. He was from Bovel, he did two things wrong. Chodo deloi shroel b'shloini. First of all, how come my Talmud didn't come to give me Shalom Aleichem? He should have come to me. V'chod, another thing wrong is, Mimtar, he hid from me.
He not only didn't give me Shom Aleichem, but he hid from me. He did two things wrong. So Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rabbi Elazar. His Omele Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi wanted to make Shalom here. He wanted to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Is he told him, Kach Nihigin, Kivoyin Diziri, Loishoil Bishloimah. That's the meaning of this place. That smaller people don't give bigger people a Shalom Aleichem. Why? Loishoil Bishloimah the Rabbi. They don't ask Shalom Aleichem from older people. The Yin and the Hugin and Makaimin, they are knowing what the Pasuk says in Iyuv. Ru'uni Na'orim V'nechbo. When the young people saw the big people, they hid from them. Those they were half covered for the Rav, they were so afraid that so much Yira of the Rebbe, they hid from them. That's why he didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. Partially because he was afraid of you. For you see some Kamu Amdu. So Mela, they gave him an Eitzah, that's why Rabbi Elazar didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. So he says, Kovaneda, Tarti Milan, Shnei Devarim Roy Masa Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said he did two things wrong. Zeh Shalom Ibovel, this Talmud came from Bovel. V'madah Tomin Atzmoy Choda Shinira Shein Zekvoide Shishol B'Shloimi. One thing he did wrong was he didn't come to give me Shalom Aleichem. The bigger thing was, Nirish and Enu Kedaila Dabri me. He looked like I'm nobody, I'm not even somebody to talk to, that's why he hid from me. So Rabbi Yaakov answered back, no. Kacha Minig Babovel, this is the Minig and Babovel. Shakotan Enu Shel B'Shalom Agadol. A small one doesn't give Shalom Aleichem to a bigger person. Levnei Kvoidoi Shagadol, because they give him covet. Shein Mekayim and Hakro, Runi Norim V'Nechbo. When a young person saw a Chashav person, he hid. So Mashpada was covered for Ket, he wanted to give you covered, that's why he didn't give you Shalom Aleichem. Now Amalahu, so now Rabbi Yaakov told back again to Rabbi Yochanan, like so the Mepharshim say, Rabbi Yaakov saw that Rabbi Yochanan still wasn't happy yet. He was still angry at Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yaakov wanted again to calm him down. So Amalahu, Rabbi Yaakov asked Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu lemevar kame diadur etzalmi. Can I walk down this street that there's a tzelem there on the street, on the street? There's a tzelem there, an idol there. Sheshmoy Adura, that's the name of the idol. Am I allowed to walk down the street or not? So Rabbi Yochanan answered him back, Omalei, Marat Polig Leikara. What do you want to give the tzelem big covet for? If you don't go there, you're giving him big covet, like you show you don't want to walk down the street, you're afraid of him. Mel the answer is Avur Kamoi. Walk by this statue, this idol here. The Sami Ainit, just close your eyes when you walk back. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Elazar. He answered Rabbi Yaakov. So now Rabbi Yaakov had told back to Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Shak, Omalei, Oibazoyev, that's your Svara, Yoyes Rabbi Elazar of it. Rabbi Elazar, your Talmud did very good, that he didn't go to you, he hid from you. He didn't go in front of you, like he wanted to give you covet. Like you're saying, if I don't go down the street that has the idol there, it's showing I'm giving covet to the idol, like I'm afraid of the idol, I don't want to go down there. So that's what your Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, did to you. The reason why he hid from you, and the rabbi, he's so afraid of you, he didn't want to walk down the street that you are. So Vaita, why are you angry at him? So Vaita, Vaita says he wasn't still so satisfied yet. No, V'yoyd David Habavloy. If Yochanan said, good, maybe I'll be Meichlum for this thing. But I'm angry at him for a different thing. He did something else wrong. V'yoyd David Habavloy, T'loyoma Shmaita Mishmei. That Rabbi Elazar, my Talmud, didn't say over my name. He said over Alocha, and he didn't say it over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rabbi Elazar. Is Nich Nesul Lefon of Rabbi Amir Rabasi. Vaita says Rabbi Yaakov couldn't calm him down yet. So now Rav Amir Vasi had to come into the picture. They came in to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Omru le Rebbe. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Kacho ye maisa. This is the maisa that happened. Don't be so excited. It's not kedai to be so angry. The maisa was, Kacho ye maisa beveis hakenesis, shel tasoyim, that benagir sheyesh brosh glustro. That was the shell. You have a nagir, like a peg, that on top of it has a ball, that you could use it for a kli. You could use it to be seichik samamonim, to grind things with. So the shayla doesn't have a shame kli that is a muksa on Shabbos or not. That was the shayla. Is it called a kli or not? Can you touch it on Shabbos or not? He says, Nechugu by left line here, Emutu lishtamish by b'Shabbos lino by adelis. Can you use this peg to close the door with a knot? Rehab lezo oyser. Rehab lezo said it was oyser. Rehab yoysi mate. That was the machloikis. Shenechluku, Rehab yelezo, Rehab yoysi. And they had such a big machloikis in the base of Medrash there. Achekoro sefer